7 minutes ahead of schedule. Julie Sandberg, a land transaction. Stay ahead of schedule.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners, Director. My name is Julie Sandberg, Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. I have the pleasure of presenting three transactions for your consideration today. The first transaction is located in South Thurston County. This is a conservation easement that we are buying from a private landowner, Willridge Estates. The purpose of the transaction is to preserve Mazama Pocket Gopher habitat in this prairie setting. The property is located south of the town of Tenino. This entire area in South Thurston County is a scattered group of prairie habitats that are supported by a number of conservation organizations, different ownerships, different management. But the whole goal is to support the ongoing property characteristics that support those various prairie species. This conservation easement is a little unusual because it's supporting one species, the Mazama pocket gopher. The entire property is outlined in blue. It's about 186 acres. The landowner is willing to enter into a conservation easement with us for the red portion that will protect that prairie property for the gopher. He is also negotiating with USDA to put a wetland reserve easement in the area marked in green just to the north of our property. The landowner also is working with Thurston County to put a 15-house cluster subdivision to the east of the property. So he's quite an entrepreneur. The area that you see for our conservation easement is tilled. You can see it's been cultivated for agriculture for quite some time. The pocket gopher was listed in April of 2014 as by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Endangered Species Act, which required certain mitigations. In Thurston County, it had a serious impact on development of properties impacted by the gopher, and this is one of them. So when we came and offered to buy a conservation easement, it was after his property had already been zoned appropriately, downzoned, if you will, from residential development because of the gopher. So we didn't have a lot to offer for additional restrictions on the property other than no more residential develop. You can't put a tree farm on there. The Endangered Species Act does provide that some agricultural cultivation can occur and be compatible with gopher habitat. And in this case, it will be limited to the growing and cutting of hay with a limited tillage depth that they can provide. And again, it's unusual because it's directed at that single species. The gophers were there for that loamy soil long before they were cultivating for hay. The hay crop has simply replaced some of the other vegetation that they normally would consume. We have biologists that have done all their surveys in the area and have confirmed this is high-quality gopher habitat for this particular subspecies. The second transaction is moving west to Grays Harbor County. This is located just south of the town of Westport. This is an incredible piece of property and opportunity for us into the future. Total property outlined in blue and red is about 1,750 acres of a wetland estuarine complex with also some old growth Douglas fir on the property. We are purchasing at this time the red hash mark properties known as Phase 1 from Anderson and Middleton Logging Company. Our partner in this transaction is Ducks Unlimited. They have worked for several years to keep the partner interested and at the table, the landowners interested in the long-term conservation of the property and amazing potential for waterfowl hunting out here. The funding for this property comes from a National Coastal Wetland grant that we're bringing to the table. Ducks Unlimited also has a National Coastal grant. They are contributing some additional funds to it. We're also using our state's migratory waterfowl funds as well. So it's a great mix of funding. Ducks Unlimited has a long-term commitment to step in and do some restoration in this area as well. So our phase one in the Red Hatch marks is about 1,110 acres with an appraised value of $2,093,000. And the operation and maintenance has been determined under this new calculation at about $57,720 annually. Now, these figures will start at some point in the future. The grant is open. The grant provides the funding to not only buy the property, but as Paul mentioned, there is an allowance in there to do some cultural resource work if we need to. If we need to do fencing on the property, there's funding in there for that as well. So some of that initial startup costs, if you will, for operation and maintenance will be covered by our grant funding until that grant funding is closed out. And then the annual O&M costs will kick in. This property, as I mentioned, is an amazing habitat for waterfowl. It also includes an elk herd. There's black bear, cougar. It's a salmon estuary. It's a beautiful piece of property, and look forward to continuing to move forward on this one. Our third and last transaction is in Northeast Washington in northern Ferry County at Curlew Lake. We purchased our acreage up here in 1950 with wildlife state funding, and in 1958 entered into an agreement with Washington State Parks. They operated as Curlew, part of their Curlew State Park. The county allowed an adjacent landowner to the north of our property to build a home and place their domestic well kind of close to the property line. State regulations require that there be a wellhead protective easement around domestic wells. So the county has stepped in and requested that we enter into this wellhead protective easement with the county. It's, again, on the property that the state park system manages. We've discussed this with them, and that's not an area that they're actively encouraging public use, so they're supportive of the wellhead easement. There would be no charge because it's a public safety and the public interest consideration. Pardon? It's the Ferry County Airport. And again, just the infringement on property is about a quarter of an acre. This concludes the transactions. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the transactions as presented by staff.
Commissioner Smith, second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries. Julie, as always, thank you.
Who owns the 1,100 acres, Julie, now? Tribute question. Is that a local person?
It's Anderson and Middleton Logging Company. And for the record, I would like to also add a little piece of information that I should have included. The logging company has a current water agreement with the city of Westport to provide municipal water supply. The water agreement allows up to four wells be drilled on the property and a sharing of the water. We've met with the city of Westport several times to talk about the transition in ownership and assure them that we will maintain that agreement. Thank you.